Here they are, triple whack, all three radio interviews in one episode. You lucky things. Enjoy and sign that petition.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is me, Cathy James, here on Mighty Radio with Wilton Auto Bodies on Shakespeare Street in Southport. How's everybody doing out there? Hope you're all okay. Now, this morning, I've got the lovely Priya Burton on the phone with me. She's from Rossendale and she has started a petition up. It's a change.org petition and she wants counselling for teachers. This is such an important petition. People, please do find it on my Facebook page. It's on Mighty Radio's Facebook page as well. It is also on my own radio Facebook page. This is really, really imperative that teachers are protected and that we invest in our teachers, with the government now saying that they are thinking about having longer days. This is going to impact so heavily on teachers who already do 50 to 60 even longer hours per week in their job. Stay tuned, that interview is coming up next. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now, this morning, I've got Priya Burton on the phone from me, and she's from Rossendale. Now, Priya has got a petition up through change.org. Do you know what? It's not right. I can't get my words out. I'll try that again. Priya has got a petition up, change.org, and it is counselling for teachers. See, I told you, Priya, that I was an absolute nutty presenter. Tell me about this campaign you've got up.
It is absolutely needed. If you're a teacher listening, or if you know a teacher, you know how crazy stressful the job is. I mean, without a pandemic, the job is so stressful. It's not a job you ever switch off from. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, that nurses, for example, that's a similar job in terms of the intensity of work. But when you come home from that, you switch off. You haven't got more work to do, that's what I mean. Whereas a teacher is still planning, still thinking, still organising in her brain, his brain, all the time. And I feel like there isn't enough awareness of how intense the job is. And when the pandemic came along, I worried even more about teachers. As an ex-teacher, I worried so much about teachers, and I know that recruitment and retention has been an issue. I saw it when I was teaching. Amazing teachers were dropping because it's not sustainable. It's not a career that lasts forever anymore, you know. And I saw a Facebook post recently which said how many, because people are seeing their teachers on Zoom and through homeschooling at the moment. Someone said, how many teachers do you see in their 50s or 60s? And the answer's not as many as you'd think. Burnout.
Yeah, you know what I worry about? Cause I remember my time at school, and there were a lot of older teachers. I can remember them well, some of the older teachers. And what bothers me about teachers these days is they're not just actually teachers for their students. They're counsellors, they're therapists, they're carers. They're doing lots of other things within their job role that really they shouldn't be doing. They have a massive responsibility towards the people that they're sort of teaching, looking after and caring for. But what about them? What about how they feel? What about their emotional well-being? What about their mental health? That's what I want to know.
Well, exactly. Because anyone who works with stress, you have your stress relievers. You know, you have things that you can go and do, whether it be exercise, seeing friends, all of those things. But when you're a teacher, the amount of time you have off, actually off, to do those things might be one day a week. In reality, I can tell you, I taught for many years, I used to have one day off in the week because I would work Monday to Friday, evenings as well, plus every Sunday was gone. So if you only get one day to top up your own well-being and self-care, that is spreading yourself incredibly thinly the rest of the time. Throw a pandemic in the mix, well, Saturday's gone for a start. And then you haven't got those other things to go and do that make you feel good, that look after yourself.
Absolutely. And I tell you what really bothers me now with all of this pandemic is the fact that the government are now looking at asking schools and teachers to do longer days. We'll be right back after this. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now, I've got Priya Burton on the phone with me. She's from Rossendale, and she's been telling me all about her petition to get counselling for teachers. And we've had a good old gav in the first half. Now, Priya, tell me, you know, the government have been talking about longer days for teachers, which I think is absolutely diabolical, because I think they do enough already. But also, you know, what about investing in teachers?
Exactly. That's exactly what needs to happen. Investing in teachers, investing in teaching as a profession. Recruitment and retention has been an issue for a long time. And that's because the working conditions are crippling. The job is not 9 to 3. Sorry to dispel any myths out there. It absolutely is not 9 to 3. It might be for the children, but it isn't for teachers. When I was a teacher, I would get there at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 6 o'clock at night every single day. And that was my normal 10 hours in the building, 50 hours in the week. But that wasn't all I did. That's what I did there. I still had to come home and work in the evenings. Sometimes you're marking 3 sets of books. So that's 90 books in an evening. So how on earth? If the days became longer, teachers wouldn't get any sleep. So we're not saying they wouldn't have any time off. They already don't really get time off. They might get a bit of time to eat in an evening. That's about it.
So longer days, that, you know, when they're talking about longer days, that means extending the day. So we're normally, a lot of schools will finish, you know, between three and 3:30. But if they extend it, say, even another hour, the impact that's going to have on teachers is going to be massive. Mm-hmm. And that's worrying.
I just think we're killing our teachers. You know, we're not trusting them to do the job that they're trained to do. They do so much more than an academic education. They're bringing people into the world, into the adult world slowly. So life skills, emotional education, connection. They're teaching friendships, how to manage anger. We need to invest in teachers. We need to invest in their mental health. We need to trust them to do their job, because they generally know how to do it.
I've had some wonderful teachers over the years, because I went in my 40s, I went back to university, and it's a total different ball game when you do that, because, you know, I was in my 40s when I did it, as I said, and it is different, and the teaching methods are different, and you are, you know, responsible for yourself. But I think the sort of the children and the youth of today that, you know, teachers are there teaching, we need to nurture the teachers, because these young people are our future.
Absolutely. And this is why I feel we need to invest in teachers. The line for my campaign is that I firmly believe children should be cared for by teachers who are cared for.
Absolutely. Do you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
And I'm going to make sure that your petition is on the radio Facebook page. It'll be on my Facebook page, and it will also be on my radio Facebook page. And I'm going to share this petition. I'm involved with about 40 groups that I think will be interested in this petition. So let's get the word out there. Let's look after our teachers, because our children are the future, more so now than ever before. And that is a direct result of the pandemic as well. So thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Priya.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Advertisement break.
don't look in mirrors. Hold on tight, we're going straight into the second interview. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is me, Cassie James, with Wilson Auto Bodies on Shakespeare Street in Southport. How's everybody doing out there? Weather is a little bit more perky, not quite as chilly, thank goodness. Now, this morning, I'm going to be talking to Priya Burton. Now, Priya was on the phone with me last week and she was telling me all about the petition that she's got up, counsellingforteachers.org. Now, Priya is from Rosendale. She is very, very well educated in respect of things like this. And counselling for teachers, yes, it is absolutely imperative that we look after our teachers. Now, Priya's going to be telling me how the petition's going and we're going to have a good old chat and put the world to rights. Keep it locked on. That interview is coming up next.
Advertisement break. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya.
This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now, this morning, I've got Priya Burton on the phone with me. Now, Priya's from Rosendale, and Priya was on the show last week, and she was talking to me about the counsellingforteachers.org petition that she has got up and running. Good morning, Priya.
Morning. Thanks for having me back.
You're absolutely welcome. How is the petition going?
Well, since last weekend, since last week when I spoke to you, I'm hoping you had something beautiful to do with it because I reached a great milestone of 500 signatures by Friday.
That is fabulous. So fabulous. Well, do you know what?
Really,
if you get it aired, if you get it out in there, and especially if you can get, you know, platform time on radio stations and the television, it does send it out further. Without a doubt, the message spread further. And we've got social media now. You know, we're bouncing it all over, you know, Facebook. I had it on Instagram. Yeah. I had it on LinkedIn. I tweeted it. So it's getting out there. And people are seeing it.
It is getting out there, and I really thank you for your help. It's something that I am feeling so passionate about, and that's why I spend my time campaigning. You know, I'm really trying to get the message out there. Our teachers, you know, without teachers, no other professions would exist, so that's how important I think they are. But at the moment, you know, the mental health of teachers hasn't been great for a while. Recruitment and retention has been at crisis for a very long time. There's been government reports published about it where they've looked into the well-being of teachers. Because, for example, did you know that only 2/3 of teachers are still teaching within 5 years into the job? Only 2/3.
It's absolutely shocking that, because, you know, if you want to look at it, I always step outside the box and look at things. Teachers are the foundations, you know, of life for our young people. They are the foundations that help our young people build, and you know, through education, you know, helping them make good career choices. I just don't understand why they're not looked after better.
But there's been no investment. There's been no pay rises, proper pay rises, for a long time. There hasn't been, I think there's been one in the last few years, so... Oh, sorry, I forgot about that one exciting one that happened in the last few years. But come on, you know, that's still not fair. And where's the mental health support?
Mental health support is absolutely appalling across all sectors. But teachers, I would say especially, do really need that support. Because, you know, not only are they under immense stress to get the job done and to, you know, make sure that the children are meeting milestones, it's the added work before school, after school. They don't get a break. I've never known a teacher really to get any kind of break. They might be lucky to get one day a week, if they're lucky.
That's it. It's one day off a week. I've taught for many years. I can tell you that was what I used to have, was one day a week. But as soon as you get parents' evening, or you're doing an assembly, or you've got reports to write, that Saturday goes anyway.
It's absolutely shocking.
Several weeks a year, you're doing 7 days a week. So that summer holiday of 6 weeks, it's not 6 weeks at all. It used to be three. That was it. And that's the only time of year I would be able to properly switch off from my job.
It's absolutely shocking. And there is a question I want you to answer, and we're going to do this in our second half. I want to know what you thought about Matt Hancock's statement that teachers are safe in schools from the virus. We're going to be right back and talk about that next. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. I'm talking to Priya Burton from Rosendale. She's been talking to me all about the counsellingforteachers.org petition. And I've just posed a question to her. What do you think, Priya, of what Matt Hancock has said about teachers being safe in schools and not needing to be vaccinated ahead of anybody else?
Well, Cassie, I think I better give you the radio edit answer, the clean version.
Yes, perhaps.
I can tell you what I'd like to say, but I better not say that on air.
No,
I think he's a real gem, isn't he, our lovely Matt? He does say some pretty interesting things, and it's just another one. You know, here are the teachers on their first half term after the craziest half term 6 weeks that they've been teaching. And what do they see Monday morning? He's saying, oh, don't worry about vaccinating teachers. They're all right. Why are they all right? They're not disposable.
The problem
is, The children might be okay. The children are super spreaders of the virus.
Of course they are.
So they're not going to get... Sorry, Cassie, go on.
No, it's okay, don't worry. This is like a red rag to a bull, you know, all of this. Children are super spreaders. Although they, you know, they sort of, the scientists say they don't get it as bad as, you know, adults and that, but they're still spreading it to adults. They're still spreading it to somebody in the family who might be vulnerable. You know,
exactly.
We only have to look back at what happened last September when they opened schools and opened universities. Bang!
Yep.
That virus went totally and utterly out of control. So to me, it would make sense to vaccinate teachers.
It just feels like the message is saying, well, teachers don't really matter. Like, they're lesser, you know, and that's not the case at all. The children might be at less risk of having severe symptoms. The teachers aren't. They're adults. But, and what are we saying, that it's okay to kill them off?
That's the message that seems to be coming across. It's absolutely shocking. But there's also...
It's outrageous.
I'll just run this past you as well, because this has also been reported in a lot of the broadsheets that they are now going to start doing testing of the vaccine on pregnant women, babies and children from 6 to 17. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm quite shocked.
I mean... I just wonder where we're picking these categories of people from, because it feels like the opposite of what should be picked, in my opinion. Why are we choosing the most susceptible to risk people, the highest category of risk, pregnancy and children? You know, why are we doing that?
I just think I know people will say, well, you know, we've eradicated smallpox, polio, and we did it through all the testing and everything. But this is a different type of vaccine, and it's different mechanism of the vaccine that worries me. I mean, I do understand all about it, because I have researched the vaccine and what it does and how it targets, you know, the body.
We haven't got all that time, Cassie, either. This has been rolled out so quickly. We haven't had the long-term results of the vaccines yet. And why are we taking even more chances, therefore?
I don't know. I think it's a very dangerous, dangerous game. And I just want to know who, you know, how many parents, where are the parents that are going to volunteer their children? Because, you know, children, you know, unless they're Gillick competent, they can't make a decision such as that to have that type of vaccine and invasion into the body. Very worrying indeed. It's worrying for me, you know, and I am a parent, but my children are grown up, but I do have a grandson of 12.
Just like, you know, parents are having children in order to raise them and love them. It's the same as teachers, just going back to that for a minute, that teachers who are training to a cost of themselves, £27,000, do you know the likelihood of teachers leaving within their first year was at the highest it's ever been before the pandemic even started, Cassie?
Well, they're going to get loads more leaving if they don't sort themselves out and start looking after teachers. And do you know what? We've run out of time. Again, we've run out of time. This is such an interesting conversation. Thank you very much, Priya, for coming back on and talking to me. And we'll chat again very soon.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
And they had me back the week after. They just can't get enough of me at Mighty Radio. And Cassie James and I, we're getting on like a house on fire. So we carried on the conversation. So here it is, the third time I was on the radio talking about my campaign work. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is me, Cassie James, here with you on Mighty Radio with Wilson Auto Bodies on Shakespeare Street in Southport. I'm in one of those moods today. A giddy mood, like most days. Can't help it. Just comes over me all of a sudden and I feel really giddy and silly. Might drive my kids insane. They keep telling me, Mum, don't you think you need to grow up? And I keep saying, no, I don't want to. I like being the way I am. Well, this morning I'm having a catch up with Priya Burton. Priya's been on the show with me a couple of times and Priya has got a campaign up. It's a campaign for teachers to get counselling. Now, Priya's from Rosendale and we've had some really good chats in between sort of all the links that I do, and we've had good chats away from the radio as well. Now, we're going to be having a chat about the what Boris sort of has said yesterday, you know, the other day, yesterday, and well, I lose track because the amount of days he's saying stuff and, you know, the other ministers are saying stuff. But this most important issue, the 8th of March, all children to be back in school and all pupils to be back in college. Priya is going to be talking to me about that and giving me her feelings and her thoughts on that. And I do know she's got a very, very special quote to tell me that a teacher said. That interview is coming up next. Keep it locked on. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now I've got the lovely Priya Burton back on the line with me. She's been on a couple of times before and we've been talking. Well, Priya's actually from Rosendale, but the reason I spotted her was because she's doing a campaign, and it's a campaign for teachers to get counselling. Now, Priya, good morning. Apart from that, good morning. I'm a bit carried away here. Now, what did you think of that speech, Boris Johnson, 8th of March, all schools to be open, all schools and colleges? How scary is that?
I mean, there is so much I could say. There's different hats I wear. And as a parent, I'm thinking it can't come soon enough. Get them back in tomorrow. But as an ex-teacher and as a member of society who's had this year-long going on of this back and forth, lockdown, so fed up of lockdown, you know, I get it. I understand where we're going. But I just don't understand why we're forgetting teachers again.
The thing what worries me is that teachers do not seem to have been made a priority for the vaccination. They are frontline staff, after all said and done. And irrespective of the fact that they're saying, you know, science, the scientists say, and Boris Johnson says, oh, schools are perfectly safe. I find that really condescending and a load of tosh. Because I think, you know, children, 30 children in a classroom, and then they go home to their families. You know, they might have older siblings, parents that are going out to work, and they're mixing with people, you know, who have not been vaccinated. And it that's how easy it is to spread it all. So teachers, yes, of course, they need to be vaccinated. And I do not understand why they're not being given a priority. It is beyond me.
Absolutely. I feel like they're being treated the whole time. I feel like they've been treated as if they're disposable. Like, oh, well, the children don't carry it as much, so that's fine.
They can still pass it on, though.
What about the people who work in school? Yeah. What about all the staff? They can get it quite easily. They're at high risk. Why have we not mentioned them?
I've no idea. It drives me mad.
What should have been said yesterday, I feel, is schools open in 2 weeks today. And if you're a teacher, you have to get vaccinated before the 8th of March. That's what should have been said.
I totally and utterly agree. And I do think teachers are being totally and utterly neglected, ignored, no consideration given to them whatsoever. They are working really, really hard. I actually watched my grandson doing his lessons online yesterday. And, you know, it must be so hard for them to do a lesson online, make sure that, you know, all the pupils are there, the ones that will sort of sign on and sign into the lesson and deliver that lesson.
And, absolutely.
And it's not just that. They're having to make sure that the pupils that, you know, do need that extra help and support, they're trying to support them as well. And I don't know how they're doing it. And then what sort, don't get me started on that. They want to, you know, extend their teaching day. Extend their teaching day. Is he insane? Doesn't he think that the teachers have worked hard enough through this last 12 months of getting everything done?
And the children. Extra? They've been through the pandemic just like all of us have. Why do we want to punish them as well?
You don't want
to. They don't need it.
They need a break. Oh. They need a break from it all.
And they need, as well as everybody else, mental health and well-being. That's the priority when we come out of this. Look after that first.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to have to come back to this. We'll be right back after this. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now, Priya Burton from Rosendale is talking to me at the moment, and we've been talking about, you know, the teachers and the announcement yesterday for children to go back on the 8th of March. Now, what worries me, Priya, is, you know, the sheer mental health strain on teachers. Talk to me about that.
Well, I've got some messages here from teachers that I want to share with you, and I feel these are quite representative of how many feel. Not all, not everyone will feel this way, so I'm not speaking for everybody, but I've got one that's really powerful here. Someone said, teaching will take everything you're willing to give it. It's a job that is unending, always. I was fortunate to go to teachers' college after I got married and already had a life outside of teaching that I wanted to maintain. At various times, I had to remind myself that you can't do it all, and also realise there are not enough hours in the day to fulfil expectations.
That, you know, is powerful.
What's that like to live with? Feeling like you can never do enough at work?
You know, the problem I've got with it all is, you know, Boris Johnson standing there and saying that, you know, we're going to extend the working day, get other people in. Well, what does he mean, other people in? Where is he going to miraculously find these qualified teachers to teach the curriculum and teach our children what they need to, you know, to be learning?
Do you know what I'd love, Cassie? I'd love someone to do a survey and find out exactly how many teachers are in the UK who are not teaching, who have left the profession, because I bet you there are more teachers who are not teaching, who've left the profession, than there are teachers.
You know, there's also the fact that, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and things like that, and, you know, like TED Talks, I listen to that quite a lot. And there's a lot of talk about children actually going back to school and the shock of going back to school, the shock of having to, you know, to conform to all the rules and regulations and the timetables and the curriculum. And there has been a suggestion by some psychologists that it could have a very detrimental effect on children's well-being, for the sheer shock of going back into that regime again. And it might be a better idea of to sort of step back a little bit and do your teaching slightly different, perhaps, you know, do some teaching
Absolutely.
Through play. You know, Absolutely. And games, and introduce it that way, because it's going to be very difficult for the teachers to, you know, command a full class of pupils when they're very worried themselves, because, you know, as we've already said, they've not had the vaccination, you know, and the children are going to have to be tested, you know, they're going to have COVID testing in place. It's going to be very problematic, I think.
If we're not going to cause anxiety amongst our secondary school pupils, I don't know what, you know.
Well, they're going to have to wear masks, aren't they, all the time? That's what's been said as well.
This is all anxiety-provoking things, and their children.
Well, I worry for their long-term mental health and how it's going to affect them, you know, as they come into adulthood, you know, decision making, socialization. There's just so much. It's just such a worrying time. And I mean, I worry about my grandson because he's 13. And I mean, I know they sort of take it on the chin, oh, I'm not bothered. But you actually, I think you are bothered, but you don't know how to express that you're bothered.
And it's also our job to help them express it.
Absolutely. It is.
Whether we think they need it or not, part of education is emotional education and mental health. We need to do that while they're still in schools.
And that's why teachers definitely need to be able to have counselling. And you know what, Priya? We've run out of time. As always, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. And you definitely, you're going to have to come back next week because we're going to have to hammer something else out next week.
I love it.
You're more than welcome, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Tune in again next time.